Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Local children are being failed by a broken care system. A nature reserve launches a canoeing experience, and a major plan to install public electric vehicles charging points is in limbo.
Some of the city's most vulnerable children are being failed by a broken care system. That is the view of a local support charity as damning new statistics reveal that youngsters removed from their parents by the state are facing average delays of 60 weeks for cases to conclude. The wait is more than double the government's 26-week target and well above the national average of 46 weeks. We recognise that this is a concerning issue, said Rachel Cowdery, chief executive of Break, but we should acknowledge that this pressure isn't just a local problem and is just one example of the broader national challenges within our broken care system.
A city woman who thought she was adopting a new puppy has been conned out of more than £500 in a cruel telephone scam. Bernadette Freeman, who lives in Polypin Yard, received a call from an overseas adoption agency in Canada asking if she'd be interested in taking in a Yorkshire Terrier puppy. The 55-year-old said, "The person seemed legitimate on the phone, and I was even sent images of the puppy being loaded onto a flight to the UK. I had to pay £165 in good faith, followed by £90 for insurance. When I was told the puppy had arrived in the UK, I was asked to pay an additional £250 to cover the cost of flying it over. However, after spending a total of £505 and waiting 10 days without any updates, Bernadette became suspicious after the company kept making excuses about why it couldn't deliver the puppy to her. Since then, they've been constantly calling, harassing me and calling all sorts of derogatory names because I won't give them any more money. It's quickest to report a scam to Action Fraud online, but you can also report the scam by phone on 0300 123 2040.
A popular nature reserve on the outskirts of the city is offering a new experience to give folks the chance to get even closer to nature. Taverham Mill Nature Reserve is now offering a canoeing experience unlike others seen elsewhere in the city. Harry Way Barker, the reserve and fisheries manager, said, "We wanted visitors to be able to experience the reserve from a unique angle. The Wensum is beautiful along this stretch at Taverham Mill, and there is a great opportunity to see more wildlife. The wildlife that is currently resides along that stretch of the river includes herons, kingfishers, buzzards, kites, as well as all manner of aquatic animals. Harry said staying stealthy will aid visitors in viewing more of this beautiful wildlife. The journey offers stunning scenery, views over the Wensum Valley and Taverham Mill Reserve, and the opportunity to paddle in our weir pool. The 100-acre site is managed by Anglian Water and popular with anglers. The ever-popular Highland cows also graze at the nature reserve during the warmer months."
A city centre bank has hit the market, raising concerns it could be the latest in a spate of closures across Norwich. The property in London Street is currently home to the Cooperative Bank, however, is being offered up as a potential retail venue. Spread out over four floors, the property is on sale with Roche Charter Surveyors, which is taking offers in excess of £335,000. It comes after the continued closure of thousands of branches across the UK in recent years. In a bid to reduce the number of banks closing, government plans have emerged to make banks ensure customers have access to cash within 3 miles. More than 5,000 banks have shut across the UK since 2015, with more scheduled to close their doors.
Plans to install essential electric vehicle charging infrastructure across the city have been delayed with no new date set for when they are likely to be in place. Some 46 new publicly accessible charge points were expected to be put in place in streets across Norwich this summer. But the initiative has seen a significant hold-up while Norfolk County Council carries out a reassessment of the project after fears were raised about the chargers taking up too much room on pavements, impeding people in wheelchairs and parents with buggies. Despite the setback, the Conservative-led authority insists it remains committed to the project and a new date will be revealed soon.
That's all from James and me. We'll say goodbye and hand over to your readers for part two.